welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today, once again, is Ross Foreman, Managing Director of Strategy and Innovation in the Management Consulting Practice at BDO USA. Ross is here to speak with us about some of the findings coming out of BDO's Retail CFO Outlook Survey. So in this episode, we'll be focusing on how CFOs plan to deal with the importance of upskilling employees to, one, improve the customer experience, and two, improve employee engagement. Welcome back, Ross.
Thank you, Natalie.
So Ross, an interesting finding coming out of this year's survey regarding workforce is that talent shortage is not identified as a major issue. 48% cite it's less of a risk compared to a year ago. So where have retailers' concerns shifted to when it comes to the workforce?
It is an interesting observation. I mean, pinpointing solid labor trends is tricky because the job market is dynamic. Some sources are pointing to a labor shortage, while others suggest a job market's cooling down. The retail industry's rapid evolution calls for an adaptable and skilled workforce. So today's retailers recognize the need for cross-trained employees who seamlessly transition between in-store roles and digital platforms. As technology becomes more integrated into the retail landscape, emphasis is placed on training employees in areas like AI and data analytics and digital customer engagement. So clearly, retailers are looking to automate more tasks with solutions like fulfillment robots, modern self-checkout, device management. So in-store associates continue to get improved tools for selling inventory management and training that allow them to be more efficient, further requiring potentially less but very highly trained resources.
So we've been talking about AI for quite a while, and we have a couple of podcasts that are really focused specifically on AI. But maybe if we kind of pivot away for a second, and so what are the critical competencies to deliver a world-class customer experience, and is AI involved in that?
Yeah, Nyla, of course. I mean, rapid digitalization has huge talent implications for the retail industry. Technological advances are altering consumer preferences and behavior. I mean, it's changing everything from supply chains to customer journeys. The scale of transformation requires a new type of workforce, one that is equipped to translate volumes of digital data into actions that can function seamlessly with machines and also deliver better customer experience. So this is driving a skills transformation in the industry. Some reports suggest that within 5 years, automating technologies could replace 1 in 4 retail workers, demanding an urgent rethinking of competencies needed and critical skills for long-term success. So focused upskilling is vital for the retail workforce to benefit from all of this technology transformation. Major upskilling will be necessary in a number of key areas. So customer focus, collaboration, personal learning, and mastery. You know, retail professionals are going to need to integrate retail knowledge with critical skills, such as, you know, this digital transformation in retail, creating demand for both traditional and very tech-savvy skills. Essential abilities will include managing customer service, sales, utilizing digital tools, for example, to manage inventory. Regardless of rapid technology advancement, human skills will remain critical for improving human interaction.
So you've mentioned a lot of technology, AI, like significant skill sets, right, that these employees are going to need to learn and improve upon. And that just sounds like a lot of time that needs to be invested, and we'll say invested, into the employees. How do you develop training programs when the associates are busy and they may not have the time to invest in these types of programs?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Natalie. Retail training for store associates, it continues to be a challenge. Sales associates are on the front line of retailers' mission, interacting with customers every day, right? They're curating the brand experience and physically making sales. So for customers, they're on the face of the brand. But still, 40% of frontline employees are trained only once a year. So we often hear learning isn't accessible. 49% of retail associates say they don't have time to learn at work. And this is understandable. This is the hectic, fast-paced environment of a store, right? Employees are pulled in all kinds of directions. So how to address the challenge? One, offer mobile learning. Frontline employees are always on their feet rushing around one task to the next. They need to be able to access training materials in a way that fits into that kind of work style. So mobile learning is the ideal solution. Also, implementing a bring your own device policy or providing sales associates with mobile devices. Employers can enable sales associates to access learning on the store floor. And this is essential for employees to be able to find information at their point of need without disrupting their flow of work. And then train small and often. Retail sales training, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So a huge amount of training and onboarding will do little to empower employees on the job. So instead, frequent smaller training that fits into the flow of work gives employees the tools that they'll need on the job without overwhelming them. And then finally, link training to career growth. So make paths linking training to progression clearly visible, the what's in it for me, right? Employees need to be able to see exactly what the training programs they need to complete in order to grow.
So all of this sounds like it all rolls up into the human capital management strategy, right? But where do you even begin to build this type of strategy?
So human capital management, it's an approach to business that helps companies get the most value from their employees. Traditionally, organizations have considered workforce as a cost of doing business. Instead, human capital management approach considers your employees as your most critical asset. And so to maximize the value of that asset, you got to invest in it. And that's just as true when the asset is your workforce. So human capital management systems include traditional functions of human resources, such as payroll processing, benefits administration, all of those things across that life cycle. However, human capital management goes way beyond that. Into basic HR services. So tools that help human capital management invest in employees can include talent management, performance management, learning and development, data analytics, really how to make informed decisions. So the first step in developing human capital management strategy involves just simply taking stock of your current and future needs and establishing benchmarks you can aim for. Assess employees' current characteristics and skills and performance levels, and needs of tools such as interviews, surveys, and focus groups will help. Then you identify your future needs and identify market trends and industry benchmarks. Ultimately, you're trying to identify where these gaps are and how you're going to address the gaps. And so next is setting short and long-term business objectives that are aligned with the overall organizational strategy. So consider a company's mission and values, and are you satisfied with how they're stated, or do you need to fine-tune them? And which people and what processes do you need? So there are certain key aspects of human capital management strategy that we'll most likely want to include in your planning. And these elements just go to the heart of it and heart of the approach by optimizing the hiring process, boosting employee engagement, training, and strategically managing their performance throughout their entire life cycle.
Excellent. You know, I always say we have two assets. We have our customers and we have our employees. And it sounds like we are in need of investing in both of them to be successful. So thank you very much, Ross. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library to keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.